Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for an intelligence briefing on what I think of as the war for the free world. Few men in Washington these days know more about intelligence, briefings and otherwise, than our first guest. He is the former chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Congressman Pete Hoekstra, now returned to the private sector, where he is senior director in Greenberg and Traurig's government law and policy practice. He's also a Shulman senior fellow with the highly regarded Investigative Project on Terrorism. Congressman Hoekstra, welcome back to Secure Freedom Radio. I guess this is your first appearance this year, so happy new year to you, despite what's been developing.
All right, Frank. Happy new year. It's good to be with you.
Well, speaking of what's been developing, I want to get your take, Congressman, on what you make of the tragedies, the jihadist attacks, the murderous devastation that we've seen, and the response of people in Europe to it in the past few days.
Well, I've got a couple of responses, Frank. Number one, obviously our sympathies go out to the French. I mean, it's a horrible tragedy. And at the same time, it's intense frustration. And frustration with the leaders of the free world for failing to recognize this global threat. We seem to bounce from one tragedy to the next, never realizing or never willing to face the true nature of this threat, that it is global, that it is an enduring threat, and that this is something that we should have anticipated and been preparing for years ago. You know, the leaders of NATO, these are the same leaders of NATO that have enabled and allowed Libya to become a failed state, a training ground for radical jihadists that is now exporting jihad to northern Africa, into the Middle East, and it's very close to Europe's, vulnerable southern border. You know, hopefully, finally, we're seeing another wake-up call to the West that says, recognize this threat, prepare for it, treat it for what it is. It is a war, and put in place the steps to confront it, contain it, and ultimately defeat it.
Yeah. I'm so glad to hear you characterize it this way, and I know you've been warning of this for quite some time, that you've got a global jihadist movement and that we're not contending with it properly. We're not even acknowledging it as such. I wonder to what extent, Congressman Pete Hoekstra, you view that in part as a failure of our ability, or at least our willingness under, sadly, both Republican and Democratic administrations of late, to recognize that at its core, this really is an ideologically driven movement, one that has, by its adherence description, something called Sharia as the animating force. And how important is it to get our hands around that?
It's very important. If you don't confront the root causes of where this threat is coming from, we will never defeat it. And at a time now where you've got the president of Egypt, you know, raising the specter of this threat of radical Islam, where you have the Pope calling on leaders of Islam and of the Muslim community to call out their own extremists. And you think when you've got the president of Egypt and the Pope agreeing that the nature of this threat comes out of radical Islam, that maybe finally the United States and our president would recognize this, but they continue to refuse to acknowledge the root of this problem. And Frank, you're absolutely right. It was a problem in the Bush administration, and it continues, but to a much greater degree here in the Obama administration.
Yeah, we're speaking to Congressman Pete Hoekstra. He formerly represented Michigan's 2nd Congressional District in Congress from 1993 to 2010, and during that period was, among other things, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. And I just to drill down on that point, Congressman, we've seen this administration not only refusing to participate in that march in Paris, which they now acknowledge was a mistake, by the way, but that they have also sort of doubled down on this idea that this has nothing to do with Islam. This is really just countering violent extremism. I think you were there when they began, you know, adopting this obscurant, really, is the way I think of it, to the nature of the enemy. And to what extent, if we persist in this, is it likely to result in the kinds of problems that we saw in Europe manifesting themselves here as well?
Well, you know, we're well away from the situation in Europe. But if we don't identify this threat, and you're right, I was there when shortly after the president was inaugurated and we said we're not going to talk about extremism and terrorism anymore. I think the line at one point was we're going to call it man-made disasters, and it's like, wow, you know, where are we going? And well, we're seeing where we're going. It also, when you don't understand and recognize the threat for what it is, it means that as the president, you can reach out to the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt, which he has done. In Libya, you can reach out to radical jihadist groups to overthrow Gaddafi. And you believe that, you know, that's going to, when you engage with them and take advice from the Muslim Brotherhood here, and when you believe that it's our problem, that we're the cause, and that if we change who we are and we engage with them, they will change. I remember, you got to go back to, I think it was 2007, when the president, when the then candidate and now president of the United States said, you know, the day that I become president, the Muslim world will see us differently because I understand them. I grew up in Indonesia. You know, I heard the call to prayer, and you know, the problem is us. And if we change, they will change. And that's not the case. If we change and if we embrace them, they will see us as weak, and they will take that opportunity, they will take that weakness, and they will exploit it. And they have done that repeatedly over the last six and a half years.
Yeah. Well, and you know, Congressman, I've said this often on this program, but I really believe it can't stand overstatement. There is this problem that when we are behaving, whether we call it politically correct or being multiculturally sensitive or diversity minded or whatever, these jihadists regard this, as you say, as weakness, and more to the point, as submission on the part of an infidel. And under this doctrine of Sharia, their God-directed root duty is to make us feel subdued. So far from this being the end of it, it just ensures we will be afflicted with more of the violence yet to come. Congressman, let me switch gears very quickly because I want to get your take on this. There are now reports in France and perhaps elsewhere, that terror cells are being activated, and that the head of MI5, as you know, the preeminent intelligence service in Britain, is now warning that a major attack is coming there and that we better be alive to the dangers to us as well as the continental Europeans. I know you're not in the business of the Intelligence Committee anymore, but you're working with an absolutely indispensable organization, the Investigative Project on Terrorism. Does this sound right to you, and how concerned should we be about these warnings?
No, we should be very concerned. Frank, they have the capability to pull off the attacks in Europe, specifically France, Great Britain, the Netherlands. They have, I mean, when you've got a country like France, and I'm sure that they have the same situation in the UK, where you've got no-go zones, where the authorities can't just avoid those areas and don't go into those areas because they've become radicalized and, you know, they're it's not safe for tourists or for law enforcement officials to go. Those are breeding grounds. That's where people plan, prepare, and train for attacks. So it happens.
They're really Sharia enclaves right in the heart of these European nations. Congressman, we have to leave it at that. I'm afraid there's so much more to talk with you about. I hope that you'll come back to us often in 2015. This is really the moment when the kind of clarity that you bring to these issues and the principled responses to them is so desperately needed. And we'll look forward to a conversation with you, as I say, early and often this year. Keep up the great work at the Investigative Project on Terrorism, and we'll talk with you very soon. Next up, we'll drill down on this speech by the president of Egypt that the congressman mentioned with my colleague, Claire Lopez. That and more straight ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.